Welcome to the National Campaign to Restore Civil Rights interview series, a regular examination of the court cases that shape and affect our lives.
In the coming weeks, the Supreme Court will be ruling on another case involving claims of race discrimination in the hiring of firefighters. In Lewis v. City of Chicago, 6,000 African American firefighters sued the Illinois City over discriminatory hiring practices, which the local government now admits were unlawful. The question that is under consideration in the Supreme Court, however, is whether or not the firefighters waited too long to sue the city government. The issues involved in this case recall an earlier dilemma in a lawsuit known as Ledbetter v. Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. Both cases address whether discrimination claims can be dismissed on a technicality about whether or not the workers filed their claims in time. While Lilly Ledbetter eventually lost her gender discrimination case in the Supreme Court, Congress stepped in last year and rectified the court's damaging decision with the enactment of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. This law reinforced the principle that technicalities and legal procedures should not allow clear examples of employment discrimination to fall through the cracks. To learn more about the Lewis v. City of Chicago case, we spoke with Josh Sivin, Associate Counsel at the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. What is the Lewis v. City of Chicago case about?
Just as with the Lilly Ledbetter case, this case involves the issue of whether discrimination should be allowed to persist because of a technicality about whether their workers filed their claims on time. From 1996 through 2002, the Chicago Fire Department used a hiring procedure that it now concedes was racially discriminatory to fill entry-level posts in their fire department. The city administered a test and determined which applicants were fully qualified. It then used a cutoff score to divide the fully qualified applicants into two groups. One group was disproportionately white, and one group was disproportionately black, and the city hired from the disproportionately white group. The cutoff score and the eligibility list created from that cutoff score didn't predict job performance and caused a significant disparate impact. And under Title VII, which is our principal anti-discrimination law, a practice that has a racially discriminatory impact and is not job-related is unlawful. These issues were tried in the district court, and the city lost, and it did an appeal. The only issue before the Supreme Court is the issue of whether the plaintiffs, who are 6,000 African-American applicants who were denied the opportunity to compete for firefighter jobs as a result of this discriminatory cutoff score, whether the plaintiffs filed their claims on time. The city of Chicago claims that they didn't, and the plaintiffs argued that they did. And the city argued that the claims weren't timely because the only act of discrimination was the creation of an eligibility list, the use of the cutoff score. And RR is the score and the resulting list were used to hire. That was an act of discrimination, and the city shouldn't be able to avoid liability for each of those acts. There were 11 of those acts based on when those acts occurred. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the city of Chicago, and the Supreme Court granted cert to review this.
Why does this 300-day rule exist?
So the 300-day rule is the statute of limitations is for a Title VII claim. You have to file your claim within 300 days of when an unlawful act occurred. The city of Chicago, again, says that the only unlawful act was the creation of the eligibility list, and our view is that each of the 11 times that the city used this discriminatory cutoff score to hire firefighters, more than 1,000 in total over a period of 6 years, each of those acts was discriminatory. And the key here is that if you don't file within 300 days of a discriminatory act, then you can't bring suit and get redress for discrimination.
There was a hearing in this case in the Supreme Court last month. What came out of that hearing?
John Payton, who is the Director General of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and my boss, argued on behalf of the 6,000 Lewis plaintiffs, and he made a forceful and compelling argument, we think, that a employer should be held accountable each and every time that employer uses a discriminatory practice that arbitrarily blocks qualified minority applicants from employment. The justices asked tough questions, as they tend to do, but we're cautiously optimistic that they took our arguments very carefully under consideration and were concerned that about the policy implications and also about how the statute should work and making sure that this statute, Title VII, which is our primary anti-discrimination law, is used in a robust way to defend against discrimination.
What are the broader implications in this case, in addition to the outcome for the firefighters in Chicago?
This case, we're cautiously optimistic about, but it's a very tough case. And we think the outcome will have far-reaching consequences for employment discrimination cases around the country, because it will determine whether many workers who experience employment discrimination will have their day in court, or whether their claims of discrimination will instead be time-barred, and so victims of discrimination will be denied justice based on procedural technicalities.
That was Josh Sivin, Associate Counsel at the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund.
The National Campaign to Restore Civil Rights is a collection of more than 100 civil rights organizations and numerous individuals who came together to ensure the courts protect and preserve justice, fairness, and opportunity for everyone. The campaign focuses on public education and outreach, finding ways to get the message out about the impact of court rulings on our communities, our opportunities, and our rights.